shadows.
For that reckless love. He overcame the cross to give us that, and we're forever grateful. I want to say thank you to all my helpers today, all my girls and all my ladies that have participated in making the service up to this point what it has been. I thank you. I'm very excited to introduce our special speaker today. It's not me. I've had a conversation with a very special woman, and our speaker today is Miss Heather Brockwell. She comes to us originally from Kannapolis. She moved here to Asheville about 6 years ago when she married her husband, Ricky. Ricky's on our praise team, and Heather is kind of in the wings, in the back a lot. She's very supportive. They have a three-year-old, Mr. Landon, who's stolen a lot of our hearts. She's a mom, she's a wife, she's very active, she has a career in the banking industry. But first and foremost, she's a follower of Christ, and I'm very excited. We had a conversation, and she recently told me that she feels like the Lord has called her to preach. And when I heard that, that settled into my spirit, and it just bore witness so quickly. And I thought, that is not surprising, not one little bit, but I was very excited, and I gave her this opportunity to speak today, and she said yes. So, I think you're in for a treat today. Miss Heather, will you come?
Mm-hmm.
morning. Happy Mother's Day. Y'all all look so beautiful out there. I never, hey, Waylon. Hey. He wants to come up here, Kathy. No, I never see anybody from this point of view up here, so, but you guys look beautiful. Happy Mother's Day, and I know this is not an easy day for everyone. Some of you have maybe lost your mother that you miss dearly. Some of you have maybe truly struggled to have a child and you've never been able to have one of your own. Some of you were hurt and you never had a chance to like really have a relationship with your mother. There's just many areas here today, and some of you had a really good childhood with a God-fearing, praying mother. And I think that every woman here and everybody here deserves a hand. So y'all give yourself a hand that you're here today. We're here and we're alive. We're not dead. We're still here. This is my first time speaking, so I'm nervous. I did not sleep last night. I couldn't do anything yesterday. I'm a nervous wreck. But God's with me, and he's with everyone here today. I really want to thank Pastor Dale and Pastor Laura for really helping me and just giving me this opportunity. You know, like I said, this is not in my comfort zone, but I'm saying, God, you do whatever you need to do. And I don't really think it's for me. I think it's for everyone here. So today my text is going to be out of Mark chapter 5, starting at verse 25. And if you all don't mind to stand for the reading of God's word. I grew up kind of old school, and we had to stand for everything. You'd stand up, and then you'd have to sit down and stand up and sit down, and it kind of wore you out, you know. But I believe in standing for God's word, that it just shows that you're saying you reverence him and that you're coming to a place of understanding that you want to understand his word. But as you're turning there today, I want to give you a little bit of a background of me. I grew up in church, godly parents, great family, good influences and godly influences in my life. I got saved at 13 years old. And when I got saved, this might sound crazy, but I think I knew then it was an instant change. And I struggled, though. I feared a lot. I feared, like, God, did you really save me? I questioned a lot. I thought that I had to walk, you know, just in really in fear because I didn't really understand his love for me. But I got saved at 13. It wasn't until I became a young adult that life hit. And when it hit hard. It hit in a really, really, really hard place for me. I went through very deep depression, very, very deep depression. And my mom, she wanted to step in, she wanted to fix it. You know, us as moms, we just want to fix everything. You know, we're made to do that. We just want to fix it. And she finally just backed away and she said, I just need to cover you in prayer. And when you're ready, then you come to me. She said, and you don't have to come to me at all, but just you'll know. Well, I ran from God. I went through a place of rebellion. I went through a place to where I didn't care if I was doing anything right, but I went through a deep, dark place. But it was by my mom's prayers. That's when I learned the love of God. That's when I learned why He loved me and why He chose me, even though I was a wounded individual. But that's when I learned. She trusted Him for me on my behalf, and she never stopped praying. She never stopped showing the love of a mother towards me. And it was after that that I went through a process of healing, a journey, a place that was the fear of unknown, but I was stepping into it, and God was, day by day, was healing each part of every wound that I had. And it brought wholeness and healing. We all have a story. Some of our stories are still being written. Most of them are. But I will say that when I met my husband, we were two broken people that God decided needed to be together. And so He was like, I'll put two broken people together and I'll form a bond between them two, and there's wholeness, okay? Doesn't make sense, but He did. And Ricky has his own story. But through our struggles and through finding out our wounds, God has given us a heart for hurting people, for people that are truly wounded. So today I want to start reading. It's out of Mark chapter 5, starting at verse 25. Now a certain woman had a flow of blood for 12 years and had suffered many things from many physicians. She had spent all that she had and was no better, but she rather grew worse. When she heard about Jesus, she came behind Him in the crowd and touched His garment. For she said, "If only I may touch His clothes, I shall be made well." Immediately, the fountain of her blood was dried up, and she felt in her body that she was healed of the affliction. And Jesus, immediately knowing in Himself that power had gone out of Him, turned around in the crowd and said, "Who touched my clothes?" But His disciples said to Him, "You see the multitude thronging you, and you say, 'Who touched me?'" And He looked around to see her who had done this thing. But the woman, fearing and trembling, knowing what had happened to her, came and fell down before Him and told Him the whole truth. And He said to her, "Daughter, your faith has made you well. Go in peace and be healed of your affliction." Let's pray today. Dear Heavenly Father, as I come to You in prayer this morning, Lord, I just truly want to thank You, God, for this time and this privilege, Lord, to be in Your house, God. To worship You today, to serve You, God. Lord, we open up our hearts this morning, God, so that we can receive everything, Lord, that You've given us today. Lord, I pray for the anointing, God. I pray that You would cover me. I pray, Jesus, that You would open my mouth so that I may speak the words that You have given me. Lord, I pray that You would open the hearts of Your people today. Lord, that their hearts would be open to receive, God. And Lord, I am believing that you are going to bring healing today. I am believing, God, that you are working on the behalf of your people. And God, we praise you, we worship you, and we thank you for all that you've done and all that you're going to do, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Y'all can be seated. So this is not a typical Mother's Day message. It's actually really not a Mother's Day message. But, you know, when I talked to Laura, she was like, Heather, get out of the box. I mean, come on, just do it. And so I'm like, okay, you know, I'll do it. So it's really not a Mother's Day message. And I apologize for any mothers that were tricked coming to church thinking it's going to be roses. But anyway, you're here.